Art Spotlight, and coming up, the Lafayette Ballet is doing The Nutcracker by Peter Tchaikovsky at the Long Center. Two performances Saturday afternoon and evening, and a Sunday afternoon performance. Joining me is their founder and director, Sandra Petticola.
It is wonderful to be here with you.
Oh, it's so nice. And I guess one of my first questions is I've been in Texas and Pennsylvania, and normally I see the Nutcracker before the holidays, and this is in early January. Tell me a little bit about your performances coming up.
Well, we have so many wonderfully committed students in all fields that the month of December is mined with concerts and obligations for all of them and their families. And from the beginning, I saw that I would not get the concentration and the real professionalism that I wanted if I divided their attention among all their interests. So I chose after New Year. I could get the guest artists of my choice who were already finished with their run of Nutcracker. It was an empty space in the calendar. It is brutal weather, but we're hoping for the good fairy to bring us lots of sunshine. And it is a wonderful way to start the new year.
How long have you guys been working on the Nutcracker?
Well, we begin work on the Nutcracker in early fall. Simultaneously, we were also preparing a program for the beginning of November for the company members. So we were doing a bit of each. Then we stopped and concentrated fully on our November performance, and then we were back full swing for the Nutcracker.
You guys have a lovely space already in Lafayette. This has got to be fun to be at the Long Center. Is it a lot of transformation that happens there with the floor and everything that has to happen?
It is one of the few productions that is of our size that does a complete stage set. We do full side legs and borders, decorative borders, along with the backdrops that change. We really transform the Long Center, which is already a lovely jewel of an Art Deco theater. But with that, it is really magical. And the whole ballet just jumps out off the stage to the audience. It's a very accessible sight line and sound experience theater.
I know the Lafayette Ballet has been around for years and years, and I'm anxious to see this wonderful production coming up Saturday afternoon at 2, Saturday night at 7:30, and Sunday afternoon again at 2 o'clock. Actually, the school started, and then the company, the ballet company, began.
Yes, well,
began.
You cannot, you know, George Balanchine is famous for saying, first to school. You have to train dancers before you can do any kind of production that's going to satisfy either the public or yourself as an artistic, someone who produces good art. And we waited 2 years from the beginning of the school, but it was a wonderful carrot to hold for the students, but it has progressively become a benchmark for their abilities, and they really know that ahead in 2 years, I should be able to do such and such.
Tell us a little bit about the age range and how folks can get involved if they're interested in this spring or the summer and into the fall.
Well, for the school, the youngest students we take are age 5. We don't have any 5-year-olds on the Nutcracker stage. We limit our participants to Nutcracker to students who are in what we call the beginning one level, which is about 4 years past 5 in training. And those students are already taking 2 90-minute classes per week. They have a focus and a concentration. They have an understanding of the discipline and the hierarchy and how they can be with others, be themselves, but still be uniform in their production and their expression of the ballet technique.
Are there some favorite moments over the years of particular productions or students that might have gone on to Carlisle, Pennsylvania, to Central PA or Chicago or LA?
There are so many, and it is so rewarding to see students come back or to get their little messages on Facebook. Oh, I remember when I was a mouse, and you know, that really warm feeling that this changed their lives. And I think that that happened with a lot of students. A good classical discipline changes your outlook in life much more than just engaging in community activities anywhere else, because you have that commitment and you gauge your satisfaction by what you have progressed in that technique, how you have developed. And none of us are going to achieve perfection, but that image of the possibility and those long-term goals is something that will take them way beyond graduate school.
Tell me about the staff. How large is Lafayette Ballet?
We have 4 or 5 faculty and a wonderful administrator who has been with me since 1988, and my husband, who is the most supportive arts person on the planet, because he will do anything. He hangs up his hat as Craner Dean on the first week of January and becomes my stage manager.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, we're looking forward to it. Performances of the Nutcracker coming up this weekend. I know they're available not only at the door beforehand,
Beforehand, we run our box office from 628 Main Street. I would like to add that I'm always surprised when people tell me, oh, I didn't know we had a Nutcracker in town. If you have the opportunity to share this with newcomers to town or a neighbor who has never taken her family or his family to the Nutcracker, please do, because it is one of the most enjoyable experiences and not to be matched by a Pixar film, really. It is the live experience is something extraordinary.
Well, thanks so much, and we're looking forward to it.
Thank you.